One turkey. One. Two turkeys. Yes. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Hello?
Lou!
Come on!
How are you, Lou?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing outstanding.
Finally. Finally, I have fooled you.
Yes. Yes, you did. I was just about to wonder where you were.
So this is our Thanksgiving show, Lou. What are you thankful for in this year of 2012?
In this year of 2012, I am thankful for sunshine, walks on the beach, the North Star.
What else can you even add to that, Lou? I don't even know.
Good girl, a strong woman. Well, Kamish, we got a big test for Phil Emery today.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I'm sure he didn't expect to be tested as a general manager so early in his career. But now we're going to see the Jason Campbell pick.
Yes, we are. And also, don't forget that backup, Jade McCloud.
Well, he just kind of reappeared.
I know. And he always goes back to coaching high school.
Yeah.
What is that about?
I don't know, but his coach and his high school team suck too.
Well, Lou, I will brag one more week about my perfect record and predictions at 7-2. So,
all right, what did you have of the Bears going on the year?
14-2.
14-2 to my 13-3.
Yes, you were 13-3.
Yes, okay, very good.
You're still looking good on that.
Yes, I am.
So, Lou, you know, when you were a child, were there ever any Thanksgiving traditions in your family that you followed closely?
Yes.
Okay, what was that?
We ate turkey.
I see. Like many of us.
Yes, yes.
With the same tradition, yes. Well, let's get to the Lou's picks. Of course, Lou, this is unprecedented. You are 8-2.
I am.
8-2.
I am.
And I think we will have a bye week this week, and we'll do a wild card. Lou, you're going to pick all the Thanksgiving games. This will not count on the official record, but it's...
I don't want to do it. If it's not going to count, I'm not in.
All right. Fine. It counts on the official record.
All right.
All the Thanksgiving games, Lou. Detroit Lions versus Houston Texans. Lou.
Detroit Lions.
Detroit. Mike would love that. The Dallas Cowgirls versus the Washington Redskins.
Redskins. I'm going for the two home team, one home team, one visitor.
All right, and the New York Jets versus the New England Patriots.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm going for the upset.
Ooh.
Buddy Ryan's Jets.
Jets. There you go, Lou.
Buddy's going to come back, and he's going to put Rex on the bench, and he's going to show him how to coach.
Lou, I want to bring up the revival of the Lou Dickman Weekly Contest.
And, well, what do you mean revival? I thought it was still going on.
Still going on. You're right, Lou. A reminder to everybody that if you buy Lou and I lunch, or any meal, actually, you can be the star on Lou Dickman Weekly.
Why? Yes, and that Big Macs are 2-for-1, so you can really get out cheap.
There you go. Or maybe a buffet. Who knows?
Oh, as long as it's not Old Country.
Old Krusty's Buffet.
Old Krusty's. Going in and going out.
Oh, Lou. How's the table of meat today, sir? What are you gonna be giving offering?
We've got a big old crock of chili.
All right, beautiful of this this Chris Fall day, Lou, perfect football weather. What is the games today, do you know?
Oh, we've got the Cleveland Browns playing somebody.
The Cleveland Browns, very good.
And I guess the big bet is the Detroit Packers game.
Is it, what time? Is that the 3:05 game, Lou?
Oh, no, that's the noon game.
Oh, dang, okay.
That's the noon game.
Like to see that one. All right.
We have an outstanding bet going on here with this game. Rumor has it, and I have not been able to confirm it yet.
All right.
But I understand that Detroit Mike and Packer Rhonda have a bet.
I didn't know Packer Rhonda still existed, but okay.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. You have to catch her in a very small window, but she does exist.
All right, very good.
Yes. Yes.
And what is that bet, Lou?
The loser fan of this game must show up to the mutiny for the second game with your face painted in the other team's colors.
So today, the bet will be paid off.
No, the bet will be paid off on the second Packers green
team. Ah, very good. Oh, excellent. That's a good one. I like that bet. That, see, Detroit Mike can always come up with creative bets, if nothing else.
Yes.
So, Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
What ingredient should never be used to candy up your yams, and why?
Sauerkraut. Because you wouldn't want to spoil the sauerkraut.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that on this Thanksgiving show. Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll talk to you later. Go Bears!
This is a commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's I Yam What I Yam service. When you need your yams candied, see Lou at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell Lou Candy Show!